When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your morning brief for Thursday, July 21st. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Russian natural gas has begun flowing again at a reduced volume through the crucial Nord Stream pipeline into Europe following annual maintenance, according to the pipeline's operator. The move ends days of speculation about whether Moscow would cut off the flows in retaliation for Western sanctions after the invasion of Ukraine. European governments are expecting increasingly unreliable supplies of Russian energy heading into the winter. Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi has resigned, plunging the country into a political crisis as it fights surging inflation and an economic slowdown. Draghi's decision came after three large parties in his National Unity Coalition government didn't back him in a Senate confidence vote. The U.S. House panel investigating the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot today plans to focus on then-President Donald Trump's actions at the time, portraying him as failing to respond to the attack. Today's primetime session is the committee's last scheduled public hearing of the summer, though others are expected later this year. Trump has said he did nothing wrong and has called the investigation a partisan witch hunt. Sources say that Ford is planning to cut several thousand white-collar workers. The automaker is looking to reduce costs as it prepares for a long-range transition to electric vehicles, according to the sources, who say the plans have yet to be completed and could change. Markets in Asia ended mixed, and European shares fell in early trading. U.S. stock futures were lower ahead of weekly jobless numbers due out this morning, and American Airlines and AT&T are among the companies set to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.